Welcome to the midday. I'm Norman and
I'm Stephanie.
And
good afternoon.
We have adjourned to our Buck studio here to accommodate our three guests who will be performing, and they have performed before, the Cat Trio. Welcome back to Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Their formal name is the Yekaterinburg Trio. We appreciate your coming. We're going to have live music for the whole hour. They were the artists in residence for Wisconsin Public Radio during 2005 and 2006, and they're back in Wisconsin with an extensive tour quite around the state. The three performers are Victoria Gorbich, Vladislav Gorbich, also known as Vlad.
And Vicky.
That's right.
Yep.
Vicky and Vlad. And Mauricio Arias, who is their newest member. Welcome.
Thank you.
I suppose we should get a little geography in here first, because Mauricio, am I wrong when I'm guessing that you're not from Yekaterinburg?
Oh, yes, you're right.
Somehow I just thought so. So, but this is where the trio originated.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in school there together,
That's right. The
three of you. And then you came to this country, and you, last I heard, you were working on graduate degrees at Arizona.
Yeah, right now we're students at Arizona State University, doctorate students, all three of us.
Wow, that's pretty high-powered company we have here.
Mauricio, how did you meet up with the trio?
I've been with them for almost 1 year, and I met them at Arizona State University. They came from Russia, and their former pianist didn't come with them. So they asked the chamber music professor about a pianist, and then I got this email from the professor. He told me, oh, this trio is looking for a pianist. I recommended you. Would you like to play with them? And of course, yeah.
Did he tell you the two members of the trio were married, that you might be sort of have to kind of figure things out a little bit, how the dynamics of the trio work?
But I deduced that they were married.
Did they tell you you were going to be doing sometimes two and three performances a day during your tours?
They told me after I started working with them.
after you committed. Read the fine print. You have a wonderful assortment of pieces on your repertory, a lot of Americana and some great arrangements and that kind of thing, including one that's really takes off in a hurry. That's a piece by Gottschalk.
You might say it gallops.
Yeah.
It's a gallop.
It's a beautiful piece. We always try to play music that we like, and we like this piece a lot. So,
and as you know, Gottschalk is a composer who mostly composed for piano, so we decided to arrange this famous gallop, one of his famous pieces, for us, for trio.
The tournament gallop, not so often heard as anything except a piano piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
So this will add a whole new dimension.
Vicky is playing the violin, Vlad is playing the clarinet, and Mauricio is at the piano.
Bravo, you actually turned that solo piano piece into a dialogue, I noticed, between the clarinet and the violin.
That was the
tournament gallop of Louis Moreau Gottschalk, as performed by the Cat Trio, who are our guests for the midday this hour. A lot of joy in that piece.
They're actually even more than with just the piano, I think. You're making a concert tour through Wisconsin these days?
Will be the entire month of touring around, I think, actually 3 weeks more.
3 weeks, yeah.
And tonight you'll be in Partyville.
That's right. In
Madison tomorrow night and Sunday at First United Methodist Church. Then it looks like Stevens Point, Green Bay, Lodi, Emory, Oregon. I mean, you're really making a state tour. Now, you enjoy playing at senior centers and churches, from what we understand.
Yeah, we like to play for people. We like to actually see people happy. And I think it's why we were studying for so many years, just to play for people. So, and it's we always like to play for them. It's our pleasure, and we have fun to do and doing that.
Yes, because it doesn't matter what the event or we're playing. It could be in church. It could be in any facilities.
It could be one person, six people, or 3,000. It doesn't matter.
You ever play on the street? It's hard to do with a piano, this, I realize.
Yeah. But once, yeah, I've had experience. But yeah, we're musicians. We have to play everywhere, and we like it.
So do you just naturally gravitate toward instruments? I mean, if you go into a room and you see an instrument of some kind there, are you just inclined to pick it up if you have the opportunity, or do you stick with your own?
Well, you know, normally it's quite hard with clarinet.
Violin, just to pick one.
Yeah.
But for piano, I think Mauricio always playing. Tell something about this.
Oh, do you mean to grab any instrument?
Well, yeah, or if there's a piano in a room, do you just tend to go
I love it, yeah, of course. Or if there's a xylophone or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Improvising and composing too, yeah.
Well, okay, I'll be sure to invite you to the next party that I have.
Well, and that's a good idea because they play a lot of toe-tapping rhythmic pieces too, lots of upbeat kind of music. Mm-hmm. Also inspirational music. You do quite a lot of hymns and sacred music as adapted for your trio. Who does the arrangements?
Mm-hmm. Well, most of our arrangements, which is not especially written for, of course, clarinet, violin, and piano, we do together with Vicky.
Ourselves,
Yeah.
He likes one piece, he does arrangement of that piece. If I see one piece that I like, I do that, so, and or together, so.
Well, how about something Russian now?
Yeah, we definitely have to play for you some Russian music, and for us, Rachmaninoff is probably the
One of the best composers. Yeah.
And we would like to play for you Romance, if you don't mind. Romance, and the Russian name of this romance, «Не пой, красавица, при мне».
What is the translation of
which
that?
Which means, do not sing beauty for me, Georgian, said Georgian songs.
Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff really pulls out the heart strings. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Originally a song, did you say?
Yes, it's an original song. Yeah, Romance.
And this time the singer was, well, it's hard to say which of the three instruments. At first I was going to say the clarinet, but then I thought, well, wait a minute, the violin was also quite singing there too, and then the piano had some moments. So all three of you get credit there.
It's a man singing about the unhappy love. So, and like he sings for his love girl.
His beloved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Krasavitsa.
Yeah.
And she's far
she's far, away. Far away. So she's like responding to him from the far away. So,
what is that about Russian music that's so effective that way? There's so much this minor key sense of, you know, loss and longing.
It's the soul, probably, Russian soul. I think all Russian people like, kind of like to be sad. So they like joyful and play around, and we have a lot of like very fast music and joyful music, but it's like always the part of sadness.
Sadness. In
it's probably
music.
Because of climate. It's cold.
Yeah, that could be it. And of course, you come from a place that's pretty far east and north, too, don't you?
Yes.
So there's a lot of cold and
near Siberia,
darkness.
So it's kind of cold.
Yes, east of the Ural Mountains. I mean, you're really in the continent of Asia.
Yeah. Our city is located directly on the border between Asia and Europe. So we have even this memorial that you can stand like one leg and Europe, one leg and Asia side.
And Yekaterinburg on the Asian side, as you said. Yeah. And we sometimes we say that we are Asians.
So did that have anything to do with your attraction to Arizona? Isn't that a little bit of an adaptation, an adjustment for you?
Oh, I like when it's hot.
Hot and sunny.
So, yes, especially sunny. Because in Ural, and I think in almost all Russia, it's the most days are cloudy and it's no sun, especially in winter time. So I miss sun. So it's a good thing to be in Arizona now.
Well, there are a lot of people in Wisconsin who would agree with you, especially at certain times of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Many from Wisconsin who make that trip to Arizona for the winter. Yeah. We'll hear more from the Cat Trio, including music of Brahms and Fritz Kreisler, in just a moment here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Welcome back to the Midday with Norman and Stephanie and our guests, the Cat Trio. Well, as long as we were talking about minor key music and at the same time up-tempo music, how about that Brahms?
Yeah, I would love to play for you this by Johannes Brahms. His Hungarian Dance number 5.
You don't hear it quite that way very often. You were having a wonderful time in that slow section. Was that the Lassan? I can't remember. But the again, it was a little bit of a playful dialogue you two had going on. And our pianist was, keeping up very cleverly. But it is a little different for you, isn't it, to play it that way?
Oh, you mean about the...
The pauses, yes.
The pauses, yeah. It's a little bit different than the usual way I hear it.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. And here in the studio, you can see Vicky and Vlad smiling at each other. They're playing, looking at each other. And it's really fun to watch the dialogue.
To each other, you might say. Yeah, you call that ialogue.
Conversation.
That's a good word.
If you're listening and you want more information about the Cat Trio, we have posted a link to their website on our homepage at WPR.org. And it has all of their tour information for Wisconsin.
Which is ample. It's going to be quite a tour. Let's see if we can get in one more piece before our 12:30 quiz question.
This is from a Czech composer, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, František Dutla.
I'm glad you said that.
It's difficult, even for us. And it's a serenade. It's a lovely piece.
Charming stuff, yes, from a composer rarely heard from. In fact, I think it's the first time I've heard from him. František Drda.
Drdla.
Drdla. And that was called simply Serenade.
A lovely little melody, kind of in the Viennese style.
He wrote a lot of stuff like Kreisler did for violin.
And we'll be hearing some Kreisler shortly, too, after our quiz question, I think.
This is the Cat Trio live on the Midday.
Well, we mentioned Fritz Kreisler, and he played and wrote for the violin. But we'll hear something by Kreisler that would include, of course, the clarinet, right?
Yeah, and we would like to play for you Little Miniature March. Viennese March, sorry.
Miniature Viennese March.
Little Miniature Viennese March.
Fritz Kreisler. Your toes tapping.
The little miniature Viennese march, or just miniature Viennese march, that would be less redundant. Fritz Kreisler, and not the most typical of the Kreisler sound. Maybe we'll get to something more typical a little later. Our guests, the Cat Trio, performing.
You have made a number of recordings over the years. Are you working on anything at the moment in between studying for your PhDs and keeping a pretty heavy concert schedule?
Now we are looking for new music to record, and we have some ideas already, so maybe it will come soon.
Well, we'll be looking for that, but yes, you have, must be about 10 CDs out already.
Nine.
Right?
You've recorded 20th century masters, some romantic music, Christmas music, and a whole range of inspirational and some pop music as well. It's a really a wide repertory.
Well, yeah, we have right now almost 100 pieces in our repertory. So it's...
Did you play Scott Joplin back in Russia?
Oh, yes.
It's really popular ragtime.
People play Joplin over there.
Entertainer is very popular ragtime in Russia, and people love it. So, of course, we play that.
Well, that sounds like an introduction to me.
Yeah.
Scott Joplin's The Entertainer by the Cat Trio.
Best known of Scott Joplin's pieces, The Entertainer.
You can't help but have a smile on your face when you listen to that music.
It's
marvelous. When you perform at these venues, for instance, around Wisconsin in the coming weeks, does your program stay the same, or do you really vary it from place to place?
It varies. It does vary. Sometimes we need to play like 30-minute program, other times 60-minute program, right?
Yeah, it depends on the public, of course, Our mood. Sometimes we have new piece just hot off the press, and we want to show it to audience.
And you do have longer pieces that you play too. For example, that cacciatore and clarinet trio, and so on. It's not all short things, such as we're hearing today. But we'll be hearing some more miniature pieces, you might call them, including, I think, something more from Fritz Kreisler in about 60 seconds or so here on Wisconsin Public Radio. In the meantime, we have time for more music, I'm happy to say, from our guests today, the Cat Trio. They are all doctoral students at Arizona State. How long is that going to go on?
Well, we already spent in Arizona 2 years, and we have probably one more. We'll see what else.
Then what's on your what are your plans for after you finish?
We will try to find a teaching position at universities, so maybe we'll have luck.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
About that other Fritz Kreisler, this is one of his most famous pieces. There are two that have, you might say, contrasting titles, depending upon whether you're into joy or sorrow. Mm-hmm. Liebeslied, which is a love song, and Liebeslied, which is love, sorrow. This is sorrow, isn't it, that we have coming up? Thank you. At which point the audience just for a second hesitates, and then, oh, it is over, and applauds.
Liebeslied of Fritz Kreisler is such an emotional piece, and you put so much feeling into it. It's lovely. You've had us feeling joyful and sad. Some of the concerts that you do are on behalf of nonprofits. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I think I heard that you're doing a benefit for a food pantry. Is that part of your tour intentions?
Yes.
Sometimes we play, yeah.
This. And as we already said, it's our pleasure to play for any kinds of events. And
we try to
case.
Help people to be played for trying to collect the fund for cancer, for fighting cancer and like this kind of stuff. So we try to help how we can with our music.
Well, that seems to tie into the title of the next song, which is Smoke It's in Your Eyes. Wonderful piece by Jerome Kern from 1934. There was certainly plenty in there, in that intense version of Smoke It's in Your Eyes, Jerome Kern.
Featuring Vicky Gorbich as violinist, Vlad Gorbich, clarinet, and Mauricio Arias is the pianist. We're hearing today the Cat Trio.
The first piece I ever heard you play, I don't remember how many years ago it was now, was
many years ago.
Perhaps so, but it certainly livened things up right from the get-go, and that was a piece by Peter Schickele, almost a signature tune for you.
Oh yeah, we love his music, and we had the pleasure to meet him, and we played his Serenade for Three for him, and you know that it's kind of rare to play for living composer. So
yes,
we had an honor to do that.
Really opens up a new dimension, doesn't it?
This is Serenade for Three by Peter Schickele.
And I should mention that that is actually based on a theme from Peter Schickele's opera Oedipus Tex.
That's right.
We've been listening to the Cat Trio all hour, and you can find information about their Wisconsin tour on their website, thecattrio.net.
That's K-A-T.
That's right, K-A-T.
As in Yekaterinburg.
And they'll be in Madison, Oregon, Lodi, Green Bay, all over the state. You can check online for the information. Vicky Gorbich, Vlad Gorbich, and Mauricio Arias, thank you very much for coming this afternoon.
Always
we really
fun.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Always fun to have you here.